Mr. Treasury Secretary, we've had a chance before to talk about the problem that we have in the United States of America with the lack of affordable housing, and particularly wanted to ask you about the low-income housing tax credit. The tax credit has two different credits, 9%, which is mainly used for new construction of affordable housing, and 4%, which is used for new construction, mostly workforce and rural housing, rehabilitation of existing affordable housing. The 4% accounts for about 53% of all the affordable housing built in the United States. The tax credit writ large, like 90% of the affordable housing that is built with a tax credit, which means if we don't expand the capacity for the credit, we're not going to get more supply, and we certainly have a supply problem. So right now, the 4% credit is challenged because it's not really 4% because it's a variable rate. Right now, it's trading at 3.2%. So one of the things that my colleague, Senator Young, and I have been working on is making that 4% a floor, if you will, on the tax credit, a fixed rate. This would help us immediately provide more affordable housing in the marketplace by just the value of that credit being more determinant to those making these investments and getting the tax credit. So. Could you give me some feedback on that as the Treasury looks at this issue and whether you would support the 4% fix?
We'd definitely be happy to work with you on that. And unfortunately, Senator Brown just left, but I was going to make the comment, we do care about affordable housing, and I'm hoping it's a different committee, but we can work on housing finance reform because affordable housing is a big component of that. But we would definitely be willing to work with you on the issue you just brought up.
On the 4%. It's the easiest thing to do right now. We'd certainly appreciate the Treasury looking at a larger investment beyond just fixing the 4%. We think that the supply side of the equation clearly shows that we're not getting the job done across America for lots of different reasons, lots of just different changes in demographics. And I think the thing that's clear is that the population who doesn't have affordable housing is costing us a lot of money, too, that probably 25% more to deal with the same population in emergency situations, hospital shelters, you know, incarceration.
We agree with you.
So getting this solution would be a big boost to, and I mean economies across the United States, because the rural communities are facing just as much of a challenge as the urban centers. So would like, if you could, give us feedback on that as well. I think I'm going to stop right there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sure it's unusual for today, but yes, I am.
Okay.